This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. And it's not just higher fuel prices at the pump that'll put a dent in your wallet on the busiest travel weekend of the year. Fuel prices influence the price you pay for air travel as well. But airline ticket prices may be going up in the future for another reason, a shortage of pilots. Seems the FAA is making it tougher to qualify for the co-pilot's job. But there's a whole bunch of reasons the industry could run into turbulence on the pilot front. Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly is here to fill us in. Seth, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
Walk us through this. Why might we face a big pilot shortage?
First of all, you have a lot of pilots who began flying back after the Vietnam War, all turning 65 years old. And that's a particularly magic age for pilots because in the United States, that's when you have to retire. Even if you still have your wits about you, you can't fly commercially anymore. Then you also have new requirements that make it much more difficult to become a pilot. You need to fly a lot more practice hours before you can fly for an airline. Then on top of all that, well, you have lots of other airlines around the world that in the past weren't all that relevant, now growing very rapidly, in some cases in their own desperate need of pilots and willing to pay quite a lot of money for them. So they're trying to get these pilots who would have in the past almost automatically flown for U.S. carriers to go overseas.
So if this pilot shortage occurs, which we think it will, what does that mean for you and me who are, frequent flyers or infrequent flyers?
It's a labor market, just like any other. If any other business suddenly finds itself short of workers and it really needs workers, it's probably going to have to pay a little bit more than it's offering right now. And that's what's likely to happen with pilots. So pilots might become a little more expensive. You know, at some point, the money will be good enough and the compensation overall will be good enough that more people will want to become pilots. But that'll drive airlines' costs up. Now, for perspective, pilot costs aren't the most important line item on an airline's financials, but they are an important one.
So which flyers do you think would be most affected by the pilot shortage? Those of us who fly on these little regional airlines?
You know, the airlines sort of back into the math with all of this. Okay, they know how much it costs to fly. And then based on that, they know what kind of fares they need to break even and hopefully make a profit. And then based on that, they decide how much supply to put into the market, which in the case of airlines means how many seats to offer. So if they don't offer as many seats, basically what you have is people bidding on those seats, and it's only the people who are willing to pay the most who get to fly. So it tends to be the very price-sensitive travelers who are most impacted.
Now, you mentioned that pilots are going to be required to do more training hours, right? So theoretically, that means that we, the consumers and flyers, are going to be safer. So if we're paying a little more in ticket prices, it's worth the trade-off, right?
Well, I think we have to be a little bit careful about trying to decipher what's really going on with what some people are saying. You know, you have airlines on one hand saying, oh, this is terrible. This is going to cost a lot of money. But they have an agenda. You know, they want to be careful about having to spend too much more on pilots.
Right.
Pilots and their unions, on the other hand, are saying, well, this is all in the name of safety. Now, of course, they're concerned about safety. We're all concerned about safety. But, you know, they have an agenda, too. And anything that sort of tips the labor market in their favor is helpful to them. Important to remember that despite some concerns, not as if we had a safety crisis. It's the safest it's ever been, even before these new regulations.
Right. So bottom line, Seth, is in the future, we could have trouble finding as many pilots as we need. That could mean that their salaries are going to go up a bit. And that could mean that we're going to pay a little more for our airline tickets.
Exactly. Nobody should be alarmed by any of this. It's not as if the cost of flying is going to double. It's another cost. When jet fuel goes up in price, it becomes more expensive to fly. When pilots go up in price for airlines, it also becomes more expensive to fly. Not by as much more, but certainly this will impact consumers in the same way as any other thing that airlines have to go out and buy to make it possible to fly would impact consumers.
Seth Kaplan is managing partner of the trade publication Airline Weekly. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.